Welcome to Gunslingers, live from the Dennis Beverly Podcast Studio.
Welcome back. We missed a few weeks. I had a little bit of COVID, a little bout with COVID there for about a week and a half. And you know what? We're back. Just in time for the last regular season and in time for playoffs, we got you covered.
This is when we're needed most.
Yeah. You know, this is the most important time of the NFL season. We got playoff implications on the line, especially for your Detroit Lions this week. And playoffs, baby, right around the corner. The best time of the year.
That extra playoff spot has made the final couple of weeks of the NFL season seem more meaningful.
It really has. And you're seeing what the Eagles are doing right now. Losing their last two, they have a chance to not get that number one seed, which I think would hurt them big time because they're kind of injured right now. But I don't know. I think they'll probably still end up getting the number one seed.
They need it. I think they do need it. They really need that.
Home field advantage in Philly is huge because their fans are crazy at any sporting event. Yeah, Philly fans crazy. You could even see during the World Series in the Astros or against not the World Series. Did they make the Astros? I get baseball conferences mixed up. But yeah, you could see even there was a clip they were yelling at Mattress Mac and getting in his face. Philly fans are just a different breed. They're crazy. They're passionate, and I love them. And if you hate Philly, you got to hate their fans too. So it's going to be hard. They need the first seed in that, and it's going to be interesting to see how this weekend plays out.
They really are unlike anybody else. Well, we're going to talk about the Bills in a second, but the fan bases that I like the most for very different reasons are the Bills and the Eagles fans.
Oh, 100%. Like, very Bills different. Are just both very passionate, yep. Both love their teams. Bills are just like, I don't know, they just seem nice, and like they do anything for anything, and Philly's just like, screw you, we hate you, we love our team, and if our team sucks, we'll let them know too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, both just 100% great fan bases. And like we mentioned earlier, we're going to talk about the Bills. We had the Monday night incident with DeMar Hamlin, which no one ever wants to see, and you just don't ever think that's going to happen when you're playing football. And I guess that's why the game was canceled. Just, you don't expect that to happen. The traumatic, getting all that stuff done on the field, AED, compression, chest compressions and all that. Yeah. You could see the shock in every player's coach's face. And it was the right thing to cancel the game, postpone it. And if they do end up making it up, great. If not, it's understandable. But a bit of good news, as you were mentioning earlier, DeMar Hamlin is showing remarkable improvements. And it seems to be that his neurological, everything there is intact, but he still is a little bit critically ill and amongst those things. But it's looking positive for DeMar. It's not looking like his life is going to be 100% on the line anymore. Still not positive about that, but signs are showing in the positive direction.
I think brain damage was the big concern. Like when you're losing oxygen to the brain, that's obviously...
Yeah, when you need to get all that medical stuff for you for 9 minutes to keep you breathing, it can cause a little brain damage, but it looks like he might have avoided that.
Hearing that, that was wonderful news.
That is wonderful news, not just for him and his family, but for the whole football community and brotherhood. You don't want to see your... fellow brotherhood football player go down like that in such a tragic way. It hurts everyone, not football or not football. It's a terrible thing to see.
It's one of those things you know, every week you see somebody tear an ACL or something, and that's terrible. You don't want to see that, obviously, but you're like, well, it's football.
You get a little numb to those.
Keep
ones.
It moving. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was one of those as like, I think about Ryan Shazier too, which happened on that same field, which is
a lot
crazy.
Of the big hits have happened in Cincinnati. Even Tua's little concussion, big concussion earlier this year, which, oh my gosh, that guy's had about five this season. Yeah. But yeah, it's not good to see. And you feel for T. Higgins too. He was involved in it. It was a normal play. He was just getting tackled, but even a player being involved in that contact, you're going to feel bad.
And then Bart Scott going on ESPN and blaming T. Higgins was like the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's insane. You can't blame anyone for that. That's just a random act that won't happen again for a long time, I'm guessing, because that's I hope so. Fingers crossed, because that's like a one in a million, maybe even more than that thing that's happening. But it's good to see Hamlin's there. He's doing better. His family's with him. His family was at the game, which is great. They didn't have to sit and worry or see it on TV. They were there. They went to the hospital.
So his little brother and uncle, they were actually in Pittsburgh watching the game. His mom was at the game.
His mom was at the game. That's what I saw.
So I guess his brother was the first one to notice that he was hurt, and he just started bawling.
Oh, yeah.
And they pretty much immediately packed up and started heading to Cincinnati.
100%. I would have done the same thing.
Good that they're there. And then his uncle also said something. He said people oftentimes don't get to see the amount of people that love them.
Yeah.
And that DeMar, this is way before that we got this announcement today.
Mm-hmm.
That he has a chance to come through it and be able to see all that, and that's actually a great thing. So that, what a perspective to have in that moment as well.
Yeah, he's a lot of love's been shown to him, not just because of this, but just he's a good person, good human. A lot of donations have been made to his GoFundMe by various amounts of people, to his charities, to his causes. People are just showing love for him, and everyone wants to see him get back up on his feet.
I think that that charity went from like under $100,000 to like $5 million.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I believe it. That's good, though. You know, Bills fans are always there for their players, too. So, you know, that if it has to happen to a franchise, I guess this isn't like a great way to put it, but the Bills fans are like never ending love showing towards their players. But you saw the whole NFL community just show outrageous amounts of love.
Yeah, one of the things. With the NFL, they don't really take care of their players the way they should. So if it is going to happen to a franchise, like, I think Bills fans will do their best to try 100%. And take care of the guy.
Bills
like
fans treat everything like family. That's what that football means to them. It's like a second part of their family, pretty much, is the Bills football team. And that's an amazing community that they have up there. They all help each other when they get stuck in snow every year, too. It's just, it's great stuff.
They go out and dig the players out. Yeah. They're crazy.
It's a great community and great thing they have going up there in Buffalo. And I can't, you know, I want to go to Buffalo one day for a game and root for the Bills.
Same.
And just take in that whole experience, because I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, being a Bills fan.
I think it is one of those atmospheres, and their tailgates are obviously legendary. It's
it's fantastic.
I think any NFL fan would be lucky to go to the Bills game.
Even if you don't like the Bills, you got to put your bias aside and be like, yep, what they do, they got it going. Their pre-games, their tailgates, they know what they're doing.
Unless you're a division rival, I don't even know how you cannot like the Bills.
100%. But yes, good that DeMar Hamlin is showing remarkable improvements and that he is still in critical condition, but neurologically intact, and everything seems to be improving day by day.
And then the least important part of the situation, they still have made no announcement on what's going to happen with the game itself.
Yes, we know it's not going to be taking place this week. We don't know about next week. In all honesty, I guess it depends, really. I don't know. I've never seen the NFL cancel a game completely, but this circumstance is 100% understandable if they do and not reschedule it. But there were a lot of playoff implications, and there still are this week. It's just going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but I'm 100% behind postponing this game or not even rescheduling it. It's not important in the broad spectrum of things.
It is weird that the NFL doesn't already have a rule in place to handle a game being canceled for any reason.
Yeah, I mean, the only rule was what? Take a 5-minute break and let's come back. Obviously, we saw that wasn't going to work, and smart by the coaches and players not to go forward.
Yeah, that was great leadership by McDermott and Taylor. And
I agree. Like, I don't even blame it on the refs, because I think that's just the only rules that they had to follow at that time. Like, it was such an unprecedented circumstance. They didn't know. We're just going to go based on what the rules are. It says 5 minutes. Obviously, they probably didn't think that was going to be close to enough. And it's, like you said, McDermott and Taylor stepped up, showed leadership, and made the right call.
And that, it was, you always hear about football as a brotherhood and all that, but seeing the players on the field, you know, Burrow going over. How often do you see a quarterback during a game go over and hug the other quarterback? Like, it was just one of those moments.
No, yeah,
like,
you could just tell that it wasn't, football aside, they were just human beings out there, and they felt for what DeMar Hamlin was going through and his family. And it hit everyone, not just the players, not just everyone that was there, but the whole nation, everyone that was watching, everyone that pays attention to football got affected by that. It's a scary thing you never want to see in football, and we just hope that he's going to do better each day.
There's like Dane Jackson, the Bills corner, and Hamlin were childhood friends, grew up together. Tyler Boyd on the Bengals also played at Pitt, and they've known each other for a long time. So it's to happen against the Bengals too, it really leaves you speechless. Really,
it really does. You don't want to ever see that happen, but it is the game of football. There are risks, but you just never think that risk is going to pop up during a game.
it's also one of those things where he's been a starter for most of the season at this point.
Mm-hmm. But he started mostly.
I didn't know his name.
No, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know his name. I thought he went to Penn State. I thought he went to Pittsburgh. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. He stepped up. He was doing his job. And a routine play just went the wrong way.
And now everybody knows who he is. I mean, for the worst possible reason. But mm-hmm. now they know the type of person he is.
Yeah, about good his charity person.
Going. Yep. I guess he just shows up at random. I guess they don't call it peewee anymore. But football games, just hang out with the kids.
Oh, yeah,
and
like
stuff.
Pop like, Warner or yeah. something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's awesome. That's a good mentor, good leader in his community. And a great guy doing charity and all that. And I guess the one good is that the charities and all that got a little more recognition out of this bad situation.
I don't know how you move on from this. At this, like, it's
it's heavy stuff. We're gonna move on and try to talk about some of the games this week and some of the playoff implications that are in tie for this week's slate of games.
So we have two games Saturday.
Indeed, the first one is a little bit important. Chiefs still kind of need to win it to maintain that. If they win this, they automatically, I believe, get the one seed locked up. And I don't know. They're facing the Raiders, who pretty much just released Derek Carr, kind of. Just said, we don't want you on the team. Derek Carr stepped away.
So if the Bengals-Bills game isn't replayed, I think they get the one seed.
Yeah, and I just don't know if that game's going to be made up.
I saw a couple of scenarios on Twitter that it might be decided by a coin flip, which is ridiculous.
Oh, I feel like at that point, you just give it to whoever is winning on the scoreboard.
I also saw that maybe they would replay it next week and AFC teams would get a bye in the wild card.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or, well, a bye that week, and then they would play the wild card the next round, and then the NFC teams would get a bye that week.
A little confusing, but it is fair and makes sense. But yeah, I mean, if they are going to reschedule it, I guess, yeah, you have to do it next week, and I would probably say just put it on Thursday. But
I don't know. Just push the playoffs back a week.
Yeah, push them back a week.
Give the Bengals and Bills standalone game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any team would complain about having a week off.
No, not at all.
I'm sure, I mean, after an injury like this, it might be a good thing to let everybody get healthy and
100%. And I mean, 90% of the teams are what, done after this week too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so only the playoff teams, give them an extra week, get the players rested. You're going to have better playoff games if you do that too. Like, they're just going to be more rested, more physical and all that. So if they do end up making it up, I believe they'll go push back the playoffs a week. That sounds right.
I would rather them just say neither team gets a win than settle it on a coin flip as well.
That's right? Just give them a tie.
Yeah.
Throw it up with a tie.
Seems ridiculous. The other matchup, well, I guess... Who do you have, Chiefs, Raiders?
I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Yeah, same.
I do need Davante Adams to go off because I'm in my fantasy championship. No one cares, I know, but I need him to go off again.
We always have our championship week 17, so ours is over.
Oh, what'd you do? How'd you place this year?
I've been gone for a long time. So we play on Sleeper, mm-hmm. and the teams that don't make the playoffs have their own consolation bracket, but it's the loser advances.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and then
yeah.
you get something called the shit king.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was the shit king. I lost every single playoff matchup, so I'm shit king. But it is a dynasty league. I'm looking up. Nice. Yes. Thanks,
is it a title? Is just a title, or do you get a trophy, too, like a big steaming pile of dump?
We don't have anything physical.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, bragging and titles.
It does pop up in a big graphic where you have a shit emoji and it says your name, so it's good.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to live that one down. You're going to have to get her next year.
Then fingers crossed.
In our Saturday night game, we got a winner go home. Fighting for the playoffs in the AFC South title. We got the Titans and we got the Jags, who you kind of predicted to be in this situation at the beginning of the year.
It's got to be the Jags.
It's got to be the Jags. Yeah, Titans, I just think Titans are done. They need to blow up the team, restart it.
Yeah.
I think the only thing they should keep, Mike Vrabel, I think he's a great coach. Keep him.
Yeah, everything
honestly,
else can
build
go.
Around your coach.
Yep.
Get rid of your GM. I think you already did that. Yeah, keep Vrabel. I don't know what you do with Malik Willis. He hasn't looked like fantastic.
I was a big fan of him. His coming out. And yeah, he has not looked great. But I think also part of it is similar to the issues with Justin Fields where they just they're not running an offense around him.
That's true. They're not scheming it to his skills. They're just keeping with their offense. And honestly, nowadays you have to be able to scheme your plays around your players. You can't have your players mold to your scheme. It's just not going to work anymore because the NFL is way more dynamic. There's more speed. Players are more technically sound. Like wide receivers and cornerbacks nowadays, their footwork is insane compared to what it used to be.
Yes. Like we said, Vrabel, one of my favorite coaches in the NFL, so
great
it's
coach.
Kind of odd that he isn't doing that, but maybe he's just set in his ways.
I think it's hard for an old school defensive guy to do that, to change with it.
That is part of it, too, being a defensive guy. It's just, we're going to hand it off, some play action, we're going to eat the clock, we're going to be conservative.
100%. You just got to hire a good OC and let Tannehill go for sure. Let him walk this season. Give it 1 year with Willis and see what he does. Other than that, blow up the team. But I got the Jags. They're looking, the future's bright. And I think they'll put up a pretty good fight in their first playoff game, whoever they end up going against.
They're a fun team right now.
They are fun.
Trevor Lawrence looks great. Their weapons are looking good. And next year, when they get Calvin Ridley, they could be...
They'd be good.
They'd be really good.
They got made fun of for spending some big money on like Christian Kirk this offseason, but it's paid off. It's given Trevor Lawrence some weapons, some solid targets, and he's coming through and showing why he was the number one pick.
And Doug Peterson is... What a step up from Urban Meyer.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, 100%. All the players have came out and said it's nice just to have like a normal coach.
You could say that about any coach after Urban Meyer, but I mean, you get a Super Bowl winning coach... It's still, I mean, Nick Sirianni's doing great, obviously, but it's still odd that he didn't survive longer in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. They kind of just rode that Nick Foles and wave thing. I don't know. It was weird. But yeah, I mean, Urban Meyer, great college coach, not NFL coach we saw. But yes, taking the Jags.
And the Sunday matchups.
A lot of them don't matter.
Can't believe Tampa Bay is alive.
Oh my gosh. I wanted Carolina to win so bad last week. I'm sick of watching Tampa Bay. They don't look like a good football team. Credit, they did get the passing game going last week.
Yep.
That did look good, but I don't know. It is Tom Brady. Once they get in the playoffs, it'll be weird.
Oh, they're winning a playoff game.
Oh yeah. If they play the Cowboys, they'll win.
Yeah.
They'll play the Cowboys and they'll win.
Tom Brady has never lost against the Cowboys.
That is crazy to think about.
He's never lost against the Cowboys. He's going to meet the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy in the playoffs. And
I'm not confident about the Cowboys in the playoffs. So I would not put the Bucs. I would not count them out of that game. But for this one against the Falcons, I'm going to take the Bucs.
So this game
doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter at all, really. They already have their seed locked up, I think.
Yeah, I don't even know if Tom Brady's going to play. I would assume he probably will, at least for the first half.
Yeah. Just because he's Tom Brady. Get out there.
Get out there. Just chuck a couple. Make sure your arm's not stiff because you are a 45-year-old man. But, yeah, Falcons are terrible. I don't even know. I don't think I've watched more than one Falcons game this year, and that's just good decision-making by me.
They disappointed me so much. Early in the season, I was watching all their games. I really enjoyed watching them, and then they just never got better.
They had a fun little thing going with Mariota and Patterson, but that kind of just died off. Teams figured it out, and they couldn't get the passing game going, and they just fell apart.
They just kind of stayed the same, never evolved in any way.
100%. I think Arthur Smith's not a bad coach. I just think the Falcons don't have a lot of talent right now.
Yeah, he was handcuffed. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Then our next game up, we got the Patriots and the Bills, which does have some meaning to it. Patriots need to win to guarantee to get in, and the Bills need a win to, I guess, help them with playoff seeding. If they win,
they keep the one seed?
They keep the one seed because they beat the Chiefs, but if the Chiefs win, they will
now
get the one seed.
It does go by...
I don't know.
So this is, if they don't play the game, they should probably do seeding by win percentage.
Yeah.
Because I think the Chiefs would actually just get the one seed if they win, because they would have more wins than the Bills.
I believe so, which is dumb because the Bills beat them head to head.
They should just do win percentage if that game isn't replayed or settled in some way.
I agree. I don't know how... I don't know what to expect from this game. I don't know how the Bills are going to come out and play.
Oh, yeah.
I'm expecting they're going to come out and play pretty hard to stand up for their teammate that went down.
It's either they're going to come out flat because they just aren't in the right headspace, or they're just going to come out and just be on fire.
Yeah, I think those are the either two options. I'm going to take Patriots really need this win. I just don't trust their offense. It's ugly. They need a defensive touchdown to win games.
I do not want to see them in the playoffs.
No, they're an ugly team to watch.
So they are winning in, right?
Yes, and or if the Dolphins lose?
Yes, if the Dolphins lose, I think they're in as well. Yeah.
Yes, but I'm going to take the Bills. It's a flip for me. It just depends on the first quarter how they come out.
I'm taking the Bills as well.
There we go.
I just want them to. I don't want the Patriots in at
all. No, I don't like
the
Patriots.
They're not fun to watch.
No, it's a very terrible team to watch. Credit that they are 800 and they are. They got a good core or a good solid foundation of a team, but their offense is garbage. You need an offense coordinator. Next game, we got pretty much what I consider one of the most useless games of the day.
Yeah, they should just give Minnesota the win.
Give Minnesota the win, please. Minnesota, please beat us by
Minnesota's also like, please
30.
Just give us the win.
Yeah,
please.
Like they don't want to play. They know it's useless. We don't want to play. We just want the loss to get a top two pick. That's all I'm rooting for. Vikings, please win this game.
I can't believe they're going to go 13-4.
I can't either. They're a terrible 13-4 team.
They have a negative 19-point differential. So
terrible.
Maybe they go finish the season positive. Maybe.
They have a great chance.
Yeah, with Fields out for sure.
And Nathan Peterman, the interception king, is starting. The one who had 5.5 interceptions for the Buffalo Bills 1 year.
Just keep it within 18, Bears, please.
Keep it within 18. Keep them negative for the year. I do think the Vikings will probably lose their first playoff game.
I hope so.
I do too. I do not like the
Vikings. Or they're going to win their first playoff game just like they've won all their regular season games by the skin of their teeth and then get smoked.
Get destroyed
the next
by the Eagles
play,
or someone. Probably not the Eagles because they're too high seeded, but someone like that, yes. All right. Huge implication game for the AFC North, I believe, since the game got postponed.
Yes, this is for the division, I believe. If the game's not replayed.
Yeah, if the game's not replayed. Yeah. Looking at the record, Bengals are 11-4, Ravens are 10-6, but winner of this.
Oh, they lost. The Ravens lost last week, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they did end up losing to the Steelers, so never mind.
Okay. Yeah, I think this was going to be for the division, but they lost.
Yeah, that's why I got scheduled for the 1 p.m. because it was going to get decided between a 4 or a 1 game. But, yeah, Bengals and Ravens, once again, I don't know how the Bengals are going to come out. It's just like the Bills situation. Obviously not as hard for the Bengals because it wasn't one of their own brothers, but still, same thing, same feelings. I don't know.
Yeah, you see that happen on the field. You just got to have to be different.
Yeah.
After that.
Is Lamar back? Like, what is he? He's been out
he's
like 5 weeks.
Still up in the air as far. I haven't seen that he was going to play.
I haven't heard nothing about Lamar. If Lamar plays, I will take the Ravens, but if he does not, the Bengals.
I'm taking the Bengals. It's just one of those things that I just believe in Joe Burrow so much right now. And even if Lamar comes back, I think he's wonderful, but he's been out for a couple weeks, so he's not going to be as sharp.
Small highlight from the Monday night game. That freaking touchdown pass by Joe Burrow, that was a dot, dude. That was pinpoint accuracy between two guys on. Yeah, it was gorgeous. That was gorgeous.
He does one of those like every week, too.
Oh, 100%.
He's incredible.
He doesn't look as good as he is, I'm going to be honest. Like, just looking at him, like, he's got the moxie and all that, the swag, but he doesn't look like he has the arm talent that he actually does. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
No, I think I understand what you're saying. And I think that's why a lot of people that don't watch him often don't give him the credit, because... Yeah.
He just looks like an Ohio white boy.
Yeah.
To be honest. He doesn't look like he's super athletic or can do anything crazy, but the dude is freaking good. Top 5 quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Then, okay, this may be the most useless, pointless game overtaking the Vikings-Bears.
They should not play this game.
This is terrible. The Texans and the Colts. Texans, please win somehow. Mess up your team
this season. I'm taking the Texans.
I just think, oh, my gosh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to take the Texans, too. I don't think they should win. You definitely want the number one overall pick.
The Colts are just as bad as... The Texans, I think.
100%. Yep. I think, yeah.
And I think Lovie Smith is by far the better coach.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. If you're Lovie Smith and you're not a better coach than Jeff Saturday,
that is true. Yeah.
Then your whole coaching record and career has been a scam. It's been terrible. But yeah, I agree. Texans, I'll take Texans. They shouldn't win, but I hope they do.
That first game of Jeff Saturday's career has given him way too much respect, I think. I think people...
I don't know. I think that... Freaking 31-point lead, he blew out, kind of just shambled that. But
I think the people were giving him too much, too much credit for.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he's an excellent coach with the players because he is a former Pro Bowler, Hall of Fame player. I don't know if he's Hall of Fame.
Actually, I have no idea.
I don't know. He's a center. He played for
Peyton
Manning.
Everybody that played for the Colts at that time is Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so we're just gonna say borderline Hall of Famer. And if he's in, I'm sorry. And if you're not gonna get in, well, I gave you your credit. But, yeah, they're going to have to figure out a long-term answer at head coach. And hey, good news for the Colts, you're probably going to get Derek Carr next year. And if you miss out on him, somehow you'll get Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, man, they are in a brutal situation. They have to move on from Chris Ballard, I feel like.
Oh, 100%. He's done that. He hasn't been able to solve the quarterback thing, and their defense has just gotten worse year by year. And we don't even know if Shaq Leonard, Darius Leonard, is going to be able to play football anymore because he's had a lot of, like, back and neck.
Yeah, and if he does play, is he going to be the same player? Which would be so – it'd be sad if he wasn't. He was one of my favorite linebackers.
He was a monster, yeah. He was just absolutely put his body out there and tried to take the ball away. I respect those players. Then our next game up, we got slight implications. If the Dolphins win, I think there's another stipulation, but they put themselves back into the seventh seed if the Patriots lose. So the Jets and Dolphins, Jets, great football team. You just need a quarterback. You just need a quarterback.
Yeah, they're a quarterback away.
Then you're in the playoffs. Your defense is amazing. Everything else, just a quarterback. You need a quarterback and get your offensive line healthy. You'll have a good year next year.
Zach Wilson is the most frustrating quarterback to watch.
He's terrible.
Because he is terrible.
He's so bad.
But then he'll also do something. I'm thinking about the Lions game where you're like, this guy could be special. Like, he'll just evade a pass rusher, go make a throw on the run that very few other players can. And then the next play, he'll have the easiest pass of all time, and then he'll just airmail it.
Sail it over the head. 15 yards.
You're like, what is wrong with this guy? And he just doesn't have enough of those good plays.
No, he's good at the chaos roll of the pockets and sling that thing about 40 yards down the field. And he'll hit that dot, like, almost every time. His pro day throw, if you keep running that play, he'll hit that dot.
Yep.
But if you need him to stand in the pocket and make a solid throw with no defenders around, he's not going to hit it.
Yep.
You just can't ask him to do the easy stuff. Come on, guys. But I don't know. Tua's out for this game, I believe, as well. I think Teddy Bridgewater might even be out because he got hurt last game, too. I think it's Skylar Thompson.
He has not been good.
He's not great. Let's just be honest. He's not great. All the quarterbacks are in the NFL. Not a lot of them are great, and he is one of those guys. So I don't know. This game could go either way. I'm actually going to take the Jets.
I want to take the Dolphins just because, like I said earlier, I do not want to see the Patriots in. But I also think the Jets are going to win.
I do too. I think Mike White, if he is starting, I believe. I think he'll have one of his bounce back games, and yeah, that'll get him the win. I don't think it'll be a high-scoring or exciting game, but Jets get it done.
Definitely not one I'm tuning into.
No, I will be passing on this one as well. Then the next game, we got the Panthers and the Saints. Both eliminated from the playoffs. I'm sad. I wanted the Panthers to win last week and beat the Bucks. They are more exciting of a team, I believe, and more young of a team, so it was just kind of – it would have been cool to see them in there, but yeah, pointless game. I mean, the Saints, you have Andy Dalton as your starting quarterback. The Bears figured out that wouldn't work after a couple games last year, so you stuck with him this long. No surprise you're out of the playoffs.
Is Sean Payton going to be their coach next year?
The Saints coach? No. He'll go somewhere else.
Where does he go, though?
Honestly, I would go to Denver. He can fix Russell Wilson. I know he wants homeboy as his D coordinator.
Yes, that's the only issue that I would say the same thing. But
I mean, he was there before he got bought, so it's whole new ownership, whole new
that is
staff.
True.
So, I mean, yes, it's the Denver Broncos, but none of the same people are there. Maybe a couple of people, but
some of the same players.
Same players, yes, but I don't think he had. That's usually not the issue with the coaches. It's either front office stuff.
Well, you fired me.
Yeah, you fired me. I'm good. But yeah, I think he should go to the Broncos. Broncos or Cardinals?
Cardinals would be nice. I would like to see him try and fix Kyler.
I think he could. I think Sean Payton's a really good head coach, and I think he could get it done with someone.
I think it's more likely that he could fix Kyler than he could fix Russ. I know you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear me say that.
I love Russ.
I think...
I don't know what's wrong with
Russ.
He's in his head.
Even at his best, I don't think he does the things that Sean Payton would want him to do.
I don't know. Yeah. Payton does kind of like the short passes.
Yeah,
more.
And I think part of that was also just Drew Brees' arm being shot at the end. But then at the same time, I think he does want those short over the middle.
That is true. Yeah, and he could run more with Kyler, and he likes.
Yeah.
What's that one guy? Taysom Hill.
Yes.
Kyler's more of a Taysom Hill, yeah. I guess. The smaller, more compact. All right, then we got an AFC. Yeah, so I'm going to take, I'll take the Saints in that one.
I'm taking the Panthers.
Yeah, it's not going to be a pretty
although the
game.
Saints defense has been good again recently.
They have been ramping up. Next game, Browns and Steelers. This is pretty much just a No, Steelers have a chance to get in the playoffs. Just kidding. A lot has to break their way, and they have to win this. And Mike Tomlin's going for never finishing under 800 in his career in this game.
Yeah, that's why I'm taking Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Pittsburgh in this game, too, even though I think end of the second half of the last Cleveland game, Deshaun Watson started to get his groove back. So if that carries over to this game, it could be a blowout because Steelers can't put up points.
Yeah, that is the thing. If Deshaun Watson is... He definitely is trending towards. I think next season the Browns are going to be.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And if they're not, you get rid of Stefanski after next season and you start over.
Yep.
I think Deshaun Watson's a good quarterback. This whole season's a wash for the Browns fans. Don't even remember it. It wasn't even a season. Next year's yours. I hope the Steelers do win. I like Mike Tomlin. I don't like Steelers fans.
I feel the exact same way. I love Mike Tomlin. I hate the Steelers.
I like how the Steelers run their organization. They're defensive-minded. They've always had good players, hard players. But, yeah, Steelers fans are the worst. I'm rooting for the Steelers, though.
Yeah, I need Mike Tomlin to go 9-8. I just need that to continue.
Steelers fans hate Mike Tomlin. At least the ones I'm friends with, sadly associate with, they don't like Mike Tomlin. I'm like,
how could that be?
Dude, try being a Bears fan or a Lions fan. Exactly. You've had three head coaches in your entire franchise history, and Mike Tomlin's never been under 500. Never had a – I don't even think he's had a top 10 draft pick.
And you think – it has a Super Bowl. I mean, obviously, it was a long time ago. But Ben was in decline for the last, like, 5-6 years. Yeah. It was like, and now they've had.
He took Big Ben with his shoulders barely on last year to the playoffs.
Yes.
And he's almost going to take Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
Who has gotten better over the last half of the season. But Kenny Pickett, the guy that wears two gloves throwing a football. And I hate that. I hate when quarterbacks wear two gloves. I don't know what it is. It's just, it doesn't look normal.
It's like, I think they're. I think I can say that they are a bad team, but they're probably going to go 9-8.
Yeah.
Because he's the head coach there.
He's the head coach, and they got good. They're just a hard-nosed defense. They're not going to let you put up many points. But if the Browns do start scoring points, I think it will get away from them. And next game, we got the Chargers, who are in the playoffs for the first time in what feels like forever after always being picked to make the playoffs. Chargers are in. Broncos just erased the season. It's been terrible.
I need to.
I don't know if Justin Herbert or any of the starters are playing for the Chargers, but I'm just going to take the Chargers. Broncos are bad. They put up a good show last week, though, against Kansas City.
I'm trying to find a stat here about Justin Herbert because it was. He's one of the hardest carries of all time.
Mm.
There was.
I love watching Justin Herbert play. Dude's got a phenomenal arm talent. He's a gunslinger. Justin Herbert is a gunslinger. Certified here.
I'm not going to find it. It was basically. Just quarterback wins, like, independent to their – or not – well, fuck, I don't even remember. Move on. Let's move on.
Okay.
Basically, it was his weapons are not helping him as much as other playoff quarterbacks and that he is basically just carrying them to wins. It's essentially the gist of the stat.
I get that. Yeah, most of his weapons, especially wide receivers, have been hurt for 90% of the season. But when they are out there at the same time, Mike Williams is a freaking boss.
Brandon Staley saved his job.
This
should have been Sean Payton's landing place, I think.
Yes. He's lucky they got into the playoffs or else he would have definitely been. There would have been the discussions had a lot.
And I've said this probably like 15 times this year, but he needs to fire Mike Lombardi. That should be his first order of business in the offseason.
I agree. You got to run someone's offense that's going to benefit your quarterback. And let Justin Herbert throw the ball down the field.
Just let him air it out. He is Patrick Mahomes. Yes, he's that type of player. Just
wide
let him go.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to take the Chargers. Unless they rest everyone, then the Broncos will probably win. But Chargers for me. Next game, we got the Giants and the Eagles, which the Giants locked up their playoffs last week, so I'm guessing they're going to be resting most of their players. And the Eagles, they need to win this just so they can guarantee get number one seeded and home field advantage. I believe Jalen Hurts is playing. I'm not 100% sure about that. But I believe the Eagles will win.
I think the Eagles as well. Just the Giants don't really have much to play for, other than it is a division rival.
Yes, it is that.
And
100%.
A couple of years ago, the Eagles sat players when they could have won a game and got the Giants into the playoffs. So there might be something lingering there, even though it's a completely different regime. But
we'll see. I think it'll be a good game. It'll be feisty, but I do think the Giants should rest most of their players, and the Eagles should win this.
And credit to the Giants and Brian Daboll. They looked like they were in a free fall,
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They rebounded, made their way into the playoffs. So
100%. With a roster that really doesn't have much talent, to be honest.
Yeah, I cannot believe they're sitting where they're sitting.
And I'm not sold on Daniel Jones. He did play great this year. They're going to bring him back next year, I'm assuming.
Power of Brian Daboll.
Yeah, Saquon played great this year. I don't know. I'm not a huge Saquon guy, but he did have a great year. I'll give him that.
I don't know how long he can continue it. When he's on the field, he's wonderful.
He is fantastic, indeed.
But will he be able to continue to be on the field every game? We'll see.
We'll see next year. Next game is the Cardinals and 49ers. And I don't even know if the 49ers have a shot of getting the one seed if they win and the Vikings or the Eagles lose. But 49ers, I'm thinking is going to win this game. Brock Purdy's been way better than expected from anyone. And look out for the 49ers because I might have them as my NFC Super Bowl pick now.
I think their defense can just suffocate anybody.
Oh, 100%, yeah. And they're 9-0 since adding Christian McCaffrey. That helps. That's nice.
Yeah, what a move.
That's nice. Cardinals, done for. I don't know. It's probably David Blow or whatever. Blau. You know more than I do, but...
Yeah, shout out to Blauhards.
Blauhards.
It's also about the McCaffrey. Thank the Lord that he ended up on San Francisco and not the Rams.
Yes, oh my God.
Because if... I love Christian McCaffrey, and if I had to watch him play for a team going absolutely nowhere, I would be miserable.
100%. Yep. Yeah, the Rams would have been terrible. He would have been better sticking with Carolina than if he got sent to the Rams. But yeah, I'm going to take 49ers. Cardinals are
same
bad team right now. J.J. Watt's last game, though. He is retiring after this game. So the end of J.J. Watt in the NFL will be over, which is sad because he's an all-time defensive player.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was almost forgot about that.
We need to talk
about J.J. Watt because his peak was
crazy.
It's unbelievable watching him.
Domination. He is Mr. Houston Texan. He is the Houston Texan. They haven't been allowed. I think what, like 2000? They came around early 2000s.
That sounds right. And
then
David Carr.
David Carr, Andre Johnson. They had for a little bit. He was a boss. But yeah, J.J. Watt, Arian Foster. Yeah, they've had some good players. They've had some good teams in their short amount of time, but. J.J. Watt is Mr. Houston Texan, whatever you want to say it. He's a phenomenal defensive player. His prime, top three, I would say, top three or four.
Yeah, yeah, all absolutely. Time.
He was a game changer, wrecked everything. Like, got offensive snaps,
like
everything.
300 pounds winning by power and speed.
Speed, batting balls down.
Outside, inside, could stand up. Like, it's just...
He just picked the weakest guy on the line and just lined up there to go against. Yeah, that's he's a game wrecker. He was a true game wrecker, and I'll miss seeing J.J. Watt play. His brother, T.J. Watt, I believe has a chance to be just as good as him in his prime, and if he could stay healthy. We still got T.J. Watt, and I believe Derek Watt's still in the NFL there.
Yeah, the Watt legacy lives on.
The Watts will continue in Pittsburgh. Next game up, we got the Rams and Seahawks. Like we mentioned, Seahawks need to win this game to get in. And the Rams, I don't know. The Rams, they don't have a draft pick. They don't really, might as well go out and win this thing. Baker's been playing pretty good for the Rams.
Yeah, Baker, that's the thing. Baker needs to win, needs to play well, I think.
He does. I think he should re-sign there as the backup, sit behind Stafford for a year until he retires or two, or they get him out of town. Then he can take over. Unless Sean McVay retires, then I don't know. I think Sean McVay and Baker just go well together. They're built the same way. They're small.
They look similar.
They're fiery little guys, yeah.
They're in such a weird situation.
Very weird situation. Their future is so, it's very blurry. You don't know what's going to happen with the Rams because you got reports of like all their good players retiring and their coach retiring.
Yeah, Donald could be out. Stafford did say that he's going to be back. He's not retiring. But
if I was Stafford, I would retire.
He's also been sitting out for a month and then still didn't get elbow surgery.
Yeah, elbow surgery.
Or at least hasn't it been announced that he was getting elbow surgery. And, yeah, and his back is fucked up, too.
He's had so many back problems.
He has, like, eight kids. I know
he has eight kids, yeah.
So I follow Kelly Stafford on Instagram, and it's pretty clear that she would like him to retire.
Probably needs a little help with the eight kids running around the house, I would guess.
And just, she's always very, whenever she sees somebody injured, I think she, like, sees Matthew getting injured
Detroit
as well.
Flashbacks.
And she posts about it on Instagram, and it's like, she's definitely in his ear, like, please retire.
I mean, that family's gone through a lot. She had a huge procedure a few years ago. But yeah, I don't blame him. It's gotta suck watching your significant other go out there and just get
smashed, just
hammered by these big dudes.
I'm gonna take the Rams because I want too. The Lions to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, screw the Seahawks. I want the Rams to win. I think Baker will do good. Next game, we got the Cowboys and the Commanders. Commanders shot themselves in the foot last week. They played terrible, and old Rivera didn't know they could be eliminated if the Packers won. That was the
best thing all week, I think.
So that's kind of not great. You didn't know that, and you ended up getting eliminated anyway. So they got Heineken. I don't know why you play Carson Wentz. The dude, no, he doesn't even need to be in the NFL anymore.
It made sense. It didn't make any sense.
He's garbage. Play Heineke.
I mean, Heineke hasn't been great, but it's also very clear that the team likes him more.
We've been saying that all year. Yeah, the team plays harder, and I think that matters more than, especially when you have two quarterbacks that don't have great skill at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Play the guy that has more moxie, and the team will play harder for.
And the one that doesn't seem to be afraid to play football.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah,
but that Rivera press conference where they tell him
he's like, what?
They could be eliminated. He's, wait, we could be eliminated.
Are you serious? This is news to me. I've never even. Didn't even think that was a scenario.
Like, how do you not know that? You just need one player, a person in the organization 100%. To be like, hey, Ron, so if this happens, this, like,
you just need one guy to tell you.
Come on.
That's crazy. Cowboys will win this game, but I have no confidence in them in the playoffs. I don't think Dak Prescott is a great quarterback. He makes too many mistakes. And I don't know. I'm not sold on the Cowboys. I never am. I'm not a Cowboys guy. I'm not sold on them. I think they'll choke in the playoffs like they usually do. They'll probably get upset in the first round. Then we'll have to hear about the whole Cowboy drama in the offseason again. It's a headache. If you're a Cowboys fan, why?
If they do lose the first round, that is where Sean Payton ends up.
Oh, I can see it. That'd be the best position. Yeah, get rid of Mike McCarthy. He's not an intelligent guy. He just doesn't look, I don't know. I'm not sold. Don't like McCarthy for obvious reasons, and don't like the Cowboys.
I think he's in the Marvin Lewis zone, where you're going to win 10, 11 games. You're going to go to the playoffs, and then you're going
to
lose.
Yeah, you're going to have to actually prove that you're a coach. And
unless you have Aaron Rodgers and he gets super hot, and then you might win one Super Bowl and then not for another 10 years.
Yeah, and never do anything again. Yeah, 100%. And that's the success that they've had. Mike McCarthy, not the Cowboys. Cowboys wish they had that one Super Bowl.
Also call that the Jim Caldwell zone.
Yeah, yeah. You said it. Never mind. You said Marvin Lewis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Took me 2 minutes to put together that he was the Cincinnati's coach. I'm like, there we go. But yeah, I'm going to take Cowboys in this one. Tony Pollard's good. I don't think I said in the beginning of the year he would officially take Zeke's starting spot. And I don't know if he technically is the starter, but he definitely is the better back and gets more looks.
I think he would play more if Ezekiel Elliott wasn't getting as paid as much as he is.
Oh, yeah.
And also wasn't wearing the number 21.
What does 21 do with it? Is that a big?
Emmitt Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the Cowboys value numbers more than other organizations. Like the 88 is Dez, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Irvin,
yep.
So they have these legacies, and I think that means something to Jerry Jones.
Oh, 100%. I would not. Jerry Jones is just way too controlling, I think, for an owner. And I think he is the reason they have not won a Super Bowl since the 1990s or whenever it was.
He also did. I don't know if you know this story, but before the last Super Bowl they won, he made a prayer to God, and he basically said, God, please, if you give me the Super Bowl, I won't ask for another one, or I won't ask for anything else. And they won and haven't won anything since.
Good. Good. I hope he does not see another Super Bowl in his lifetime.
If that happens, that confirms God's not real, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So he has to die, and then the Super Bowl, and then the Cowboys can win another Super Bowl.
Right after, the year after. That would be amazing.
That needs to happen.
That would be amazing.
Please, God, that's what I ask.
That's what I ask for. All right, the game of the week. Lions-Packers for a chance to go to the playoffs. Seahawks, you better lose earlier in the night, earlier in the day, or else everyone's going to be pissed at you. I'm taking the Lions. I think they're the better team overall. Aaron Rodgers, he's on his bullshit a little bit these past few weeks, squeaking out, having some good wins. But Lions are the overall better team. Offense is better. Run game, if the Green Bay decides to run the ball, that could potentially be an issue for Detroit.
Yeah.
But I still don't think they like to run the ball all that much. And they'll end up falling back to what they do. And I don't think it's going to work out. I think Lions are going to win this one.
So right now I'm pulling up the what the weather is going to be like in Green Bay on Sunday.
Green Bay is favored by 4.5.
Yes. Yeah, that seems
that's
like
it. Weird. You don't really see 4.5 that often.
So it's going to be about 23 degrees.
Not bad. Not bad.
No, it looks like no chance of snow. I get concerned about Jared Goff playing in the cold. Although he did play pretty well in Carolina. That was a pretty cold game.
Carolina.
That was... There's a lot of people that were upset that this was the Sunday night football game.
Why? What else would you put it as?
I think a lot of people wanted this the Seattle game, which, I mean, why would you want to see the Rams Sunday night?
Yeah, no one's...
People wanted to see Tennessee-Jacksonville, but why would you want to see that?
That is a perfect Saturday night game.
Yes, I agree. And I think the reason they were upset was because, like we were saying earlier, if Seattle wins, the Lions, it doesn't matter for them, I guess.
But it's still Aaron Rodgers.
Still Green Bay, still Aaron Rodgers.
People just think it's the Lions. It's just the Lions, you know? And I think I've seen the Lions. I've watched Lions my whole life. And I think they've changed. I think this is the year they've changed.
This does have a different feel to it.
It does.
And that's why I am taking the Lions to win. I'm no longer undefeated in Lions picks because I did pick them to beat the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. They just ran the ball down
my
throat.
So my perfect record for the year is gone.
That's a fluke game, though. That was a fluke game.
But I think the Lions will beat Green Bay, either get a winning record or go to the playoffs, or both, I guess. And I hope we embarrass Aaron Rodgers.
I do, too.
Now, if we go in there and fall flat, get blown out, Jared Goff plays like shit, I'm going to be calling for his head again, just putting that out there.
Nah, he's a franchise.
But if we go in there and he plays well and we make the playoffs and maybe even win the playoffs, I will burn my Matthew Stafford jersey and buy a Jared Goff jersey. I'm saying that right now. If he wins us a playoff game,
and he's wearing his Matthew Stafford jersey,
I will declare
right now
him the greatest quarterback in Lions history.
That's bold. I like it. I like it. He has had a great season, and I think he can get a play. If they make it in, I think they can upset whoever that. It would be the Vikings, I believe.
If we play the Vikings, we're beating the Vikings.
Whoever wins this game is going to play the Vikings.
I think both these teams are better than the Vikings.
I agree, yeah. Last time out, both these teams dominated the Vikings. It's going to be a good weekend of football. A lot of bad games, but a lot of good, impactful games. I mean, I'm actually excited to watch that Jaguars-Titans game. I think it's going to be ugly, but I think it's going to be, like, chaos. Not as much chaos as the Wolverines and the Horned Frogs.
I don't know if
weekend.
You can have more chaos than that.
But yeah, let's touch on a little. We'll just touch briefly on those games. I know it's hard for you.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm an outsider looking in. I'm a Longhorns fan. We lost. We suck. We're not making the playoffs ever in the future, sadly. But the Horned Frogs ended up taking down the Wolverines.
It's painful. Yeah. So like I was telling you earlier, people are going to hear this and be like, you are an idiot. But I do not think the better team won. I think if you replay that game, Michigan wins.
I agree. It just got out of hand too early. It got too chaotic for Michigan.
Yeah, they shot themselves in the foot. Then the defense just fell apart.
Yeah, the defense did fall apart there. They couldn't get the run game going too much. They had a couple break off. The first run of the game was like, 50 yards?
60 50, yards, yeah.
But after that, TCU kind of held them.
The funny thing about that, too, is when that happened, I looked over at my brother, and I was like, this is such a good sign. We normally start slow. Look how we're starting. This is good. We're going to blow these fuckers out. And then we get to the goal line, run a Philly special on fourth down, and don't get it. Like, oh my.
That was a bad play call. You guys got hypnotized, and it happens. There's
nothing you can do about it, really.
No, it's just one of those magical seasons that happens for a team, and you're just on the wrong side of it this season. I'm sure Michigan will be back in the picture next year.
Well, there's more talk about Jim Harbaugh going to the NFL now.
Where? I don't even know where he would go.
I think people have said the Broncos. Yeah. They always say the Colts, and not the Bears this year, but it's normally the Bears and Colts because he played there.
That makes sense.
But the Broncos have been popping up a lot.
Now, Harbaugh should stay in Michigan for at least 3 more years. We'll see how Eberflus does, and if he sucks, he can come to Chicago.
I really think if they would have went to the national championship, I think there's a chance he would have left. If they won, I think he definitely would have left.
Yeah, I think if he won, he would have definitely left.
But I think he wants to win there at Michigan because I think I've said this on the podcast before, but Bo Schembechler is his idol. He's very open about that. He played for Bo, loves Bo. His dad coached under Bo. And the one thing Bo didn't do was win a national championship at Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, so that's your alumni.
He wants to try and do that. I think he knows he would be a legend there. And that's
100%. I think he already is. He's already one of the being dominating Ohio State twice in a row, getting him to the college football playoffs twice. He's one of the best coaches in probably the last 20 years from Michigan.
Oh, for sure. He's definitely the best coach since Lloyd Carr.
Yeah.
He has lost 5 straight bowl games. 6 straight?
Oh, my gosh, really? I did not realize
he won his first bowl game, and then they've lost the next 6, I think. I think he's 1-6.
Yeah, that's not great.
He did lose to Ohio State his first...
3? 4?
5?
Dang. 5 really? How long has he been in Michigan?
7 years.
Okay, that's longer than I thought.
Time or no, twice. 8 years. 8 years.
He left right after the Super Bowl in San Francisco? Or did he stay one more year then?
I think one more year after
one
that.
One more year. Okay, yeah. He's been there longer than I thought.
So, I mean, he has completely changed the culture, turned them around, because they were in a bad spot when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
But hasn't won bowl games, didn't beat Ohio State until the last 2 years, but they have dominated. And I think if he leaves and just under, like, the fog of night, Michigan fans would be very pissed at him.
Oh, I'm sure.
And yeah. I think he really wants to be liked, especially at Michigan, because, like I said, Bo is his guy. He went to Michigan, and I think he wants to be remembered as a great Michigan man. So I think that's in the back of his head. But if they win one, he's gone.
Yeah, I would. Honestly, I would stay in college. You're loved more as a college coach. You're also hated more, too, if you suck. But
yeah.
Just the college. For college coaching, I feel like you make more money there. You're loved more in that city and by the fan base. You're kind of just like an idol, a legend, if you can get to that status. If not, it might end up like, it's not going to, but it could end up like a Nebraska situation with Scott Frost or whatever his name was.
Yeah, where, that's brutal.
Like, you want him so bad, he's an alumni, but then he's just absolutely terrible and you shoo him out of town.
I'm obviously talking out of my ass. I don't know Jim Harbaugh, but the vibe he gives me, I mean, obviously he's super competitive, uber competitive. Mm-hmm. I think his entire life he's been competing with himself, and he's been competing with his brother.
Oh, yeah.
I think he wants a national championship. He can be remembered as one of the greatest coaches in Michigan history.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wants to go beat his brother. Then he wants to go get a Super Bowl and be like, look, I have a national championship. You beat me in the Super Bowl, but I have a Super Bowl and a national championship. Go fuck yourself, John.
I still think John has the up, though. You win head on in a Super Bowl. Yeah. That's hard to come back from.
That was that the lights
game? That was the lights game.
Yeah, so that doesn't even count. That's an asterisk. Yeah. That's an
asterisk. I agree, though. Hey, Michigan did play a game, good game. They lost, though, but not as heartbreaking.
Yes, thank God that happened.
As the Ohio State Buckeyes on one of the worst field goal kicks I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Once again, people know this, Bears fan. Seen the double doink. That was terrible, but this, nope. That at least was online. This one was like my drive off of the fairway, deck off the green. It just went straight left. It was terrible.
I was sitting in front of my TV doing spirit fingers, like, please miss, please miss.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so
then
bad.
It was the worst one I've ever seen.
So bad. It gave you no hope. You had hope right up until they snapped it, and it's like, nope.
Oh, yeah, as soon as it left his foot.
It's like, garbage. You're going to be hated. And then I saw a bunch of, like, Ray Finkel memes out there getting put on this guy, laces out, and all that stuff. But, yeah, it's hard. You know, Ohio State, honestly, you don't want to hear it, but they should have won that game.
Yeah.
They were in control the whole time. They were beating up on Georgia. Georgia came back. I still hate Stenson Bennett. I think he's a little crybaby bitch. But, yeah, they blew it, and we get to remember one of the worst field goal attempts of all time.
It was a lot of people I've seen like say it was a positive thing for Ryan Day. He's been blown out, whatever, by Michigan, but then he can compete for a national championship. But then at the same time, that run at the end of the game when they have been just destroying them through the air the entire time, and then you run the ball to set up a 50-yard field goal. That is the worst field goal of all time.
Yeah.
Like, not one of those mistakes where, like, he just makes those weird decisions.
Yep.
And
I think the fake punt that they got, but Kirby called the timeout, that killed him. That killed him. Because that would have been the game right there. 100% would have been the game. Perfect timeout. Called it directly on time. And, yeah, I think that just killed Ryan Day's, like, soul for the rest of the game and play-calling ability.
I mean, when that happens, I mean, Kirby Smart should just Hall of Famer right there.
Right there, 100%. And I don't know. Who do you think? We don't talk much college football, but TCU or Georgia? Who you got?
TCU's team of destiny.
TCU. I want TCU to win. I really do. I don't like them. I'm a Longhorns fan, but they got sick jerseys, and I want them to win. But I think Georgia. I just think Georgia.
And Georgia is, I mean, obviously they're trying to be the powerhouse now.
They're trying to be Alabama.
Yeah. But it does feel, there's something just weird about TCU where
it is true.
If they can make this a chaos game, they're going to come out on top. Yeah,
I agree. They cause chaos. It'll be a great game. I'll be watching that. That's this coming Monday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it on Monday? I hate when they do that.
It's always Monday.
It's always Monday. Really, what are we doing? Put it on Saturday night or maybe a Friday night so people can actually stay up and watch it and not have to go to work the next day.
I guess since there's not Monday night football in the NFL at that point, they're like, okay, we're going to take this day.
Yeah. But
I don't know. It feels weird to watch college football on any day other than Saturday unless it's a
freaking Mac game on Tuesday.
Yeah, I could not think of Mac yet. It's just watch a random late at night Mac game on Thursday or Tuesday.
Oh my God. That's some of the worst football you got to watch. College football is hard to watch just because there's not many good quarterbacks.
I think that also is sometimes what makes it fun, too.
It is true. It is like chaos.
You don't get games like Michigan TCU in the NFL.
No.
And that happens all the time. Not quite on that level, but that happens all the time in college football.
It is true, yeah. College football, it's more fun. There's more fun to it, I guess. But NFL is just a better product.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I watch college football for the chaos and for the college football atmospheres. I watch NFL for actual football. Yeah,
for actual football. Yeah. Yep, I agree with that. That's a good way to put it. But that's about all I had for this week. Do you want to, you know what? Let's take some guesses at who's going to make the Super Bowl now that we pretty much have the playoff. Nah, we'll wait for that next week.
Do that next week? Yeah, when everything's set up.
Because there's still a little stuff
that there was one more thing that I wanted to talk about now, but now I can't remember it. Hopefully I'll remember it next week. What was it? Yeah, it's not going to come back to me.
Well, that's been it from us today here on the Gunslingers Podcast. I am A.R. Boyd here with you. You know what? I'm not going to say bear down today. Just give me a top two draft pick. Let's trade that, baby.
I've been Brennan Byrne and One Pride.